We all know how much you like to say, I told you so.
Welcome to the PewCast, episode number 56, and that intro was dedicated to Jeff. And right now Jeff is laughing, because right after show 55, Jeff emailed me and said, great show, but aren't you jinxing yourself on the next show, promising to stay on schedule? I said, of course not, Jeff. I said, how could you be so silly, Jeff? I said, I'm preparing the show right now, Jeff. And here I am, a week and a few days later, and I'm finally finishing this show. So go ahead, Jeff. Say I told you so. I deserve it. But to make up for that, I've got an extra long show for you this week. We've got a lot of new music. We've got a lot of old favorites. We're going to kick things off with a brand new song from Reverend Jimmy Bratcher. This is off of his new album, The Electric Rev. This is a song, Pray For Me, kicking off the PewCast.
You can call it what you want. It's always the same. I can't hide from the guilt and the shame. Would you pray? Pray for me. Pray for me. A sinner. Oh, times it's crazy. I feel just like I lost my mind. Is there a cure for this sickness of mine? Would you pray? Pray for me. Pray for me. A sinner. Stand, help me to believe. Oh, I know I'll make it, Jesus. Will you help me? Would you pray?
Would you pray for me?
Pray for me, a sinner. Help me to stand, help me to believe. Oh, I know I'll make it. With you helping me, would you pray? Sinner.
Maybe it's the way the sun fills the sky. The wind blowing through my hair on a summer night. Creation speaks to me. It's the voice that sets me free. It's a peace that never dies. Maybe it's the smell of the pouring rain. The power of the crashing waves. Creation sings a song to this world that we belong. It sings a power that saves.
Right there with one of my favorites. I really love that song. That's what Creation Speaks. It's looking like, as I look over the playlist, that we're going to have a slightly mellower version of the Pewcast than you're used to hearing. But lest you think that I'm tiring of the rock and roll, here's Ilya with Last Night.
Cold, wet rain falls upon my broken face, burning my scars, remembering the pain from last night when I listened to your bittersweet voice singing over me again, lost to my mind again, making me feel hollow inside again. But that was last night. I'll scream your name, Jesus. Save me, falling, burn, burn.
Riders there with their song, Throwing Bones to the Wolves. Scripture reading this week is Psalm number 47. Psalm number 47, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud sounds of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shield of the earth belongs to God. He is highly exalted. Kind of says it all. No matter what we do, no matter what where we go, no matter how powerful we think we are, God reigns. And God is worthy of our praise. This is a call to worship psalm. This is kind of like the hymn that you sing at the opening of the church service, the call to worship that so often isn't a call to worship. Well, this is a call to worship. And this is a call to worship because God is worthy of being worshiped. We serve a God who is to be feared. We serve a God who is a great king over the earth. God sits on his throne, and we need to worship him and praise him for that.
The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd proudly announces the internet debut of the new Dr. Floyd short film, Flip Flap. When you take one coin and two doctors, the end result is a high probability of hilarity in this brand new family-friendly short film. Flip Flap was an audience favorite at the Brown Paper Pete Film Festival in Beverly Hills, and now you can see it for yourself only at www.drfloyd.com. After you watch the film, you can download it to watch it again and again on your computer, iPod, or iPhone. And if you live in the Chicago area, you'll be able to see Flip Flap up on the big screen when it plays as part of the 2008 Chicago International Real Shorts Festival, September 12th through the 14th. Stay tuned to www.drfloyd.com for showtimes. Go on, flip it again. Watch Flip Flap at www.drfloyd.com.
Gone through it, I've prayed.
I Am Strong. That was from a new artist to the Pewcast. That was Stephanie. And I just got Stephanie's CD today, thanks to Aerial Publicity, and decided to play it on the podcast just today. My daughter has been listening to said CD over and over again for most of the evening, and she will probably feature it on her podcast as well. But I wanted as many people as I could to listen to this girl's voice. She has, I think, an incredible voice, and I think we'll be hearing much more from her lately. And she won't fit the mold of the whole best music you won't hear on the radio, because I have a feeling she'll be on the radio before too terribly long. But that was Stephanie. Name of the song was I Am Strong, and you can find out more about her by clicking on the link in the show notes, as you can with all of the artists on the podcast today. Like these guys, this is an old favorite. This is Fate of Angels with The Friction.
If I could not say a word, my life would speak of love I don't deserve. Hope means holding on to you. Grace means you're holding me too.
J.J. Heller there with the title track from her latest release that was Painted Red. And I also got that one today. And you can get it for free as well. How? Between now and the 10th of November, you can download that entire album absolutely free from her website. And the link will be provided. Everybody say it with me now. The link will be provided in the show notes. That's right. Go to pewpodcast.podomatic.com for more information. And speaking of that domain name, I've kind of got a sponsor for this show now. Bluehosting.com is... where I want to host all of my stuff. Let me put it that way. I have not made the move yet. Why would I want to go with Bluehost instead of the other guy that everybody is going to? Well, because Bluehost gives you more stuff. Listen to this. This is unreal. Unlimited storage space. Unlimited bandwidth. I can host 15 podcasts at a Bluehost site. And all of that bandwidth, and I will not have to pay extra for it. We've got like 25,000 email addresses. Who needs that many email addresses? But they give it to you. And they install WordPress for you. They do everything for you. It's unreal. It is absolutely unbelievable the amount of stuff that these people give you. And all you have to pay, $6.97 a month. And that includes your domain name. If you have ever wanted to host a website, if you've ever wanted a podcast, I mean, I'm looking into video podcasting. And I now I can get the bandwidth to do that through Bluehost. So click the link in the show notes and head over to Bluehost, sign up, build your website, build your web business, build your web whatever. But do it at Bluehost because, personally, I think they're better than the other guys. So anyway, go there and do that. And if you would like to contribute to my own efforts, hit the link in the show notes. There's a PayPal button on the homepage if you feel like donating. I'm not going to push that. I'm facetious every so often, but I hate it when people come on and beg for money. So I'm not going to do that. Next band up. This is Salient. And I got a couple of emails asking, why haven't you played Salient in a while? And I couldn't think of a good answer. So we're going to play Salient right now. This is Immortalize Me.
Kamikaze, watching everything go up in flames. I point my finger, but I wind up taking all the blame. Forgotten country, what would I sacrifice? For love of money, pay the ultimate price. There's no refund for the gun, but a state of grace. Now, now.
dignity. Cry for mercy through my broken knees. There's a reason for my desperate pleas. Immortalize me. I see no use in getting mad about the rate of change. If things were still the same, I'm not the man I intended to be. A combination of ambition and need. But there's no time to rewind for another take down now. I've recovered my dignity. Cry for mercy through my broken tears. There's a reason for my desperate pleas. Immortalize me, terrorize me, polarize me. Immortalize me, yeah, immortalize me. I'm becoming my dignity. Drop a mercy through my bone.
Salient with Immortalize Me. I'm getting ready to play one of my all-time favorite bands, one of the bands that kind of represents what I got into podcasting to promote. And unfortunately, they're no longer together. Three Chord Wonder, as you all unfortunately know, split up a little while ago. And the reason that they split up is indicative of the reason that I like this band, because they could have kept going. Some of you have probably followed their, got their newsletters and things like that. The lead singer developed some vocal cord problems and was told he could keep singing, but he would not be able to talk to the fans afterwards. If he wanted to keep on singing, he was going to have to immediately go into the dressing room, rest his voice, etc., etc. And he said, that is not what this band is about, because they do ministry, folks. And that is what Christian music should be about. We talk a lot, and there's a lot of discussion and debate about what makes music Christian music. And I think the attitude of the band toward the fans, the attitude of ministry toward the fans, I think goes a long way to make something a Christian song. And there are Christian bands that don't do all Christian songs. There are Christians who aren't really in Christian bands, and that's all fine. But if you're going to call yourself a Christian band, it should be about ministry far more than it is about money. And these guys, I think, personified that. And this song kind of personifies that. This is Three Chord Wonder with Jesus Rock Show.
Went to the Jesus Rock Show with this kid that I know. Something missing in my life. Dancing with the other fans, rocking out with the bands. All they said all night was, please go buy our merchandise. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What did I find? Nothing at all. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What was the point? I'd like to. I went to the Jesus Rock Show with my brother. Competition is what sells every band for themselves. An argument broke out between a couple of bands we'd seen. They almost had a fight they would have on another night. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What did I find? Nothing at all. I went to the Jesus Rock Show. What was the point? I'd like to know. They gave me a free t-shirt when what I really wanted was to be set free. They sang some songs about them.
they're lovers, but I'm still leaving feeling like no one loves me. Is anybody listening? 'Cause all I feel like is a nobody nowhere. I went to the Jesus rock show. Was Jesus really there? Like it or not, kids like me watch your life, your words, and your wealth, yeah. Like it or not, it's part of the job. Bury the truth and you bury yourself. Why do you talk in circles? I have no idea what you're trying to say. Forget about the others. Didn't your master leave the 99 for me? There's something that you're hiding, and you not telling me is totally unfair. I went to the Jesus rock show. Was Jesus really there?
And I'm off my soapbox now. Three Chord Wonder with Jesus Rock Show. That's going to just about wrap up the show for this week. I want to thank all of the groups, all of the artists that are letting me play my music. Jimmy Brancher, I felt kind of bad because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for his new album to come out, and I know he's going to put it up at PodSafe Music Network, but I just couldn't wait. And I heard the samples on his MySpace page, and I shot him a message saying, is there any way I can get a copy of Pray For Me to play? And he very graciously let me do that. Jimmy Brancher is a wonderful guy. I really am hoping that I get to see him live in concert, because I've been emailing him since the second month that I was podcasted, and I'm going on 3 years now. Awesome guy, very very gracious, very willing to work with podcasters to help promote his music and get the message out, and that's what it's all about. Live Fish, another great band that I've been playing for a while. Ilya, wonderful, great music. Mainline Rider, Stephanie, I've gotten several messages from her. Just got the CD today and had to throw it in and play it in the show. Fate of Angels, J.J. Heller, again, another artist that I just got permission to play today. Make sure you go download her album and hit the PayPal link there. I'm not going to bug you to hit PayPal for me, but hit PayPal for these artists that are giving you free music. I mean, it's only right. Salient, of course, I love playing Salient. Three Chord Wonder, my favorite band that I miss. All of these artists are absolutely outstanding folks. Go visit their websites, buy their music. If you can see them in concert, by all means go. And tell them you heard about it here on the PewCast. I'd really appreciate it. And yeah, we're running really long this time. I've packed 10 songs. I think that's a PewCast record. I've never done 10 songs. And if you like it, hey, let me know, and maybe I'll just do 10 songs every time. I have no problem with that. So, and this is song number 10. And this is, I love this song. I love the message, and I like the band. So this is Cast of Angels from the Marshall McLuhan Project, rounding out the PewCast this time. And notice I didn't say this week, and I'm not going to say next week, but I'll see you next time. And Jeff, I've already got it started, so it shouldn't take me longer than a month to get it finished.
Get what I'm saying, son. Can't believe what I've seen today. The kind of man gives his life unspoken as heaven looks away. What about all the pain he carried? What about all the blood he shed? Could have called on a cast of angels, but it went unsaid. Oh.
memories he shared. Would your heart even stop to ponder? Would it even care?
Covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated, either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over!